Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the world top headline on the UK Daily Mail, but we've been saying it for a very long time. It's old news here on this show. Is Europe kaput? Done. Finished. Trump administration's 2025 national security strategy dropped last week, and it's making its way around. Normally, these documents are pretty boring, especially as it regards Europe, right? A lot. Interesting going on there, like, say, compared to the Middle East. Not this one. The security strategy actually questioned whether there remain shared values in a transatlantic partnership. Good. We need to have this conversation. And the diagnosis is brutal and accurate. Refers to the real and stark prospect of civilizational erasure in Europe, that threatens to make the continent unrecognizable in 20 years or less. This is a major national security threat to the West. And Washington's message is simple, according to the Brussels Signal. Washington's message is simple. America will help defend a Europe that believes in itself, but not a civilizational hospice.
Civilizational hospice.
Yes, on life support. Interesting. Europe is suffering a loss of national identities and self-confidence, Team Trump writes in this assessment. Migration policies are transforming the continent, creating strife. Have you been reading lately about German like Christmas festivals?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
huge in Germany, and yes. they're magical.
Under attack.
Yeah, they can't have them anymore. Yeah. Because the Muslim immigrants will kill you.
Yeah.
They've had to, because the Christmas offends them. They don't want to see it. They want it erased.
Right.
And they've had to put up big, huge bollards because every year, like clockwork, some Islamist terrorists get in a truck and plow through people and kill them.
Right.
Now they can't do it without the bollards and the military dispatched on the streets to keep shoppers safe from attack. And you should see some of the video. Go on X and see it right now that's coming out of these German Christmas festivals. There's some in the UK, but most of them are in Germany. And it's literally Palestinian activists screaming slogans and insults and threats from behind the line as people try to just do some Christmas shopping and get into the season.
So much for peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. Where do I go to get that video again? Mm-hmm. Oh, X, where people are like, wow, this is the end of Western civilization. It is. It is the end of Western civilization. And they don't want that said on X, so they are finding Elon Musk. Because he will not let them censor him for now. This is the, or at least it was earlier this morning, headline article in the UK. US versus EU, how Trump is gunning for Europe's woke policies, mass migration, and liberal leaders. And to Trump's credit, it says we are going to have civilizational erasure in the West, in Europe, due to decades of decline and the practice of censorship and mass migration that will render the continent unrecognizable in 20 years or less. The Kremlin is praising the report. They say they agree. And, you know, some of what I just, the irony there, okay, some of what I just described there would never be tolerated in Russia. No. You think that they would let their Christmas festivals be attacked by Islamists?
No.
Oh, you and your entire family will disappear. Good luck. No, that is literally their national policy. You do a terror attack, you're not the only one who disappears, so does your family. Which is why they don't have those there much. Mm-hmm. Not saying Europe is, you know, Russia is better or worse, but what I am saying is, I can't tell Russia from Europe. I can't tell the difference. There really is no difference, honestly. I mean, when you're looking at what just happened in the UK, they just suspended elections in four districts for mayor till 2020, just decided they weren't going to have them. You try to talk about it online, your account gets banned. They may knock on your door. In Germany, you will get a knock in the middle of the night at your door. And that, by the way, the speech police come at night now. That's why I say night. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Literally, they come at night. And it's a national policy both in UK and Germany now because they want to get people in their sleep because, you know, they're more disoriented when they come. Like, wait, you're what? Why are the police in my living room? Well, because you criticize the German politician who's left wing. Okay, so if I criticize a right wing politician, that'll be okay. Yes, as long as it's one of the parties we've banned that you can't speak of. So just don't speak of the party and yes, criticize them though. This is Europe, Lee. Mm-hmm. This is not West. These aren't Western values. I don't know what this is.
Well, they are getting some pushback, the citizens. But see, that's, and as you're pointing out, that's why you're getting this pushback on X and you know, that type of information, because that's where the criticism lies.
This is interesting. I just want to read this quote. It's from Norbert Röttgen, a member of the German Bundestag, like their legislature. And it's in the UK Daily Mail. And he's criticizing us, okay? For the first time since the end of the Second World War, the US is no longer standing by the Europeans. If this strategy were to succeed, the EU would no longer exist. What we cannot accept is a threat to, interfere in European politics.
Oh, please.
European Council President Antonio Costa told a conference in Brussels, the US cannot replace Europe in what its vision is of freedom of expression. We are interfering in their politics?
Yeah.
They literally just fined Elon Musk because he won't turn the data over to them that they need in order to fine him again for not letting them censor us.
And what he is calling freedom of information is censorship.
Yes.
I mean, and that's what they are trying to do, is to censor
our elections.
Well, our elections, plus the their own in that area as well. But they're trying to censor information and calling that freedom of speech.
Yes. Yeah, freedom of speech is when you say untrue left-wing things. That's freedom of speech. Otherwise, shut up. We'll see you in your living room in the middle of the night. Make sure you have unclean pajamas. That's where we are. And again, I don't think our side understands fully. We really need to dig into what that fine is about for Elon Musk, because this is going to spread quickly if Trump doesn't react extremely savagely to these people. And Rubio and somebody, I don't care, send J.D. Vance, whatever. But we need to react, because what they're demanding, Elon Musk is refusing to turn over the data that they need to see if he is breaking the Digital Services Act of the EU. What is that data? They specifically want campaign data, like candidates on X and what they're seeing, and they want political, like, you know, conversation data, so they can see if he's censoring what they call disinformation, which is anything conservative and also hurtful things. And if they can prove, if he turns the data over, because that's what the fine was over, their next demand is going to be, okay, you're going to have to take all that down because it doesn't comply with the Digital Services Act. So then he'll get another $140 million fine for refusing to censor. Then they'll begin seizing his assets in Europe. So think, and they've already asserted the right to seize not just the assets of X in Europe, but of Tesla and the Boring Company and the other companies that he owns, his personal assets.
SpaceX,
Starlink. Yes. They're saying, no, we'll start seizing your assets. Well, what is the option there? Either Trump messes these people up or Elon Musk pulls out of Europe. And roughly 17% of Twitter's user base is there, or X's user base. And they're thinking 20 to 25% of the revenues come out of there. This is not how you treat an ally, what the EU is doing right now. And understand, I want to drive this one central point home. They are asserting the right not only to censor accounts on X in their own elections, but in our elections. Yeah. That's why they want the data for our elections. So they can say, well, this Republican candidate is making, you know, the people who put the transgender books in the library very angry there in Greenville, and we can't have that. So, whoop, censored. But wait, I can't run for school board. I know, you can't. Good luck. Got money for mailers? No? Okay, well, you're off X now. And again, Lee, here's what I'm really afraid of, and this is what they're counting on. Elon talked really tough in Brazil and said, you know, raging about it. I'm not going to censor these poor people. All they had to do was freeze one of his $6 million accounts. It was a business account. It was an X account. And threatened to arrest two of his executives, and he caved. He censors those people now. So the idea Elon Musk will never censor us. Oh, yes, he will. He's doing it in Brazil. So I was very dismayed yesterday to hear two things. Trump was asked about this. And he said, oh, you know, I don't know about it. Elon hasn't called me. That's not good. They should absolutely be working together on this. They should have a strategy for this. Anyway, Trump said, well, you know, I'll find out more about it and I'll react. All right. Well, I'm going to give him a few days. I know he's busy, but this is really important. What this is the Democrats making their move ahead of 26 and 28 to censor us. They know Elon Musk is a weak link. If Musk falls, I'm telling you, Google and Zuckerberg will be right behind him. We're not going to have free speech. You're going to have a censor in Brussels, and you think the FBI censors were bad. Wait till you see these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
President Trump taking his economic message on the road today, visiting Pennsylvania.
Let me start that again. It was so loud. I know you couldn't hear it. The bum tunes. Okay, let's start it again.
President Trump taking his economic message on the road today, visiting Pennsylvania with the focus on affordability, the key areas where prices are coming down ahead.
Plus, putting family first. Erica Kirk commenting on how her late husband used the practice of honoring the Sabbath.
So Donald Trump traveling to Pennsylvania today to make the affordability argument. New Fox News poll shows 2/3 of Americans blame Trump for the current economy, not Democrats. Specifically, they blame Trump for prices. Are you kidding me? We're not even a year into the Trump administration. Okay. This is one big IQ test. And look, I get Americans are hurting. I'm hurting. We're all hurting. We see the prices. You go order something on Amazon, you haven't ordered in a year, and you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah, well, when the Democrat massive inflation, 29% price inflation across the board, hits over 4 years, that's like, you know, Argentina, Zimbabwe stuff. It takes a while for wages to catch up. By the way, we've had a 1% wage gain. We're going to get there. We will. But come on, like that? And unfortunately, people are so ignorant about inflation. They think, well, but they think lower prices and inflation are synonymous. So Trump's going to lower price. No, you don't want Trump to lower prices. Trust me. That would be deflation. We would be in a national crisis. You would be worried about losing your job more than you already are. That's stagflation. No, you don't want that. What you need is to slow down the price increases, and he did. Trump has brought inflation back to a historically normal level after the high under Democrats and only Democrats of 9%. Folks, it's been, we're like 3.5, 4 years since we hit 9%. Right? 3.5 is not even 4. Under total Democrat rule. And your solution is generic ballot Democrat plus 3? You think those people going to fight inflation? They gave you the inflation. Are you stupid? I could see if it was like 10 years ago and maybe you just forgot, you got busy. Do you remember what they told you about the inflation? Because I do. Oh, it's Putin's fault. Putin did it. Really? Same people not telling you Trump did it. Trump didn't do it. Trump's finally gotten us back to historically normal 2.7 to 2.9% inflation. It'd be nice if he could get it all the way back down to what he left Biden with in January of 2021, which was 2.3. But anything in the 2 range is very historically normal. Nobody even pays attention to it. Why are people still screaming now? They're screaming because the prices are still very high, but the rate of price increase has now gone back to normal. It's just going to take a year and a half or so just to feel, because Democrats really robbed us blind. It was terrible what they did. And I want to remind you about it, because I know a lot of people listen to the show. They come in and they come out, okay? And I want to help. I do. I want to remind you of this. Democrats will do only one thing. They will loot the Treasury. They will defraud the Treasury. They will print as much as humanly possible if they retake Congress. And they will divide it up among their friends. The way they do is they just pass it through multiple NGOs. We had just $30 billion wasted and frittered away, stolen by Democrats just that week. This week, Lee Zeldin at the EPA talked about it. I played the audio yesterday. It's on my Battleground podcast. He caught him doing it. It's not illegal. Should be. I want to play this for you. This was what led to the 9% inflation. This is Jim Clyburn, Congress member from South Carolina. He was number 2 in charge of the Democrats. He really was the number 2 after Nancy Pelosi during the inflationary period. He was asked on MSNBC, did y'all really know that all that printing was going to cause inflation? I mean, I know Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and advisor to 2 Democrat presidential campaigns, warned y'all you're going to have massive inflation. But I mean, did you know or was it an oopsie? No, we knew. We didn't care.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act. Uh-huh. Are you going to fan inflation? It is that I know. That's elementary.
What do you think they will do, America, if you put them back in? Here, don't take my word for it. I'll let old Jim explain. Again, Democrat, number 2 in leadership during the 9% inflationary era. Where he says, oh, yeah, we knew we were going to inflate stuff. People struggle to pay for food. We should have just prepared people for it better, because then they would have accepted it more that we were robbing them blind.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place. Mm-hmm. But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate.
He's talking about
Biden.
And
we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that... the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this, but we've got to do a little better job.
Americans will get used to the inflation. We stole the election. They have no way to get it back, like power back. So they're just going to come around to a better way of thinking about all this inflation, he's saying. Now, in case you're thinking maybe he's confused, here's a separate interview on PBS where he's asked again. I mean, come on, you guys, you Democrats, you didn't really know you'd end up with 9% inflation. You didn't really know you'd hurt the American people that bad, did you? Yeah, we did, says Clyburn.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
Here's Democrats' plan right now. They're going to talk affordability. If they get back into Congress, they are going to want to spend about $1 trillion every 6 to 7 weeks, in addition to the budget printed. That's what Chuck Schumer just demanded of Trump. Trump said no, right? Inflation is going to go through the frickin' roof. And they're either going to grind Congress to a halt and nothing will pass. We'll have all kinds of crises. Or they're going to jam that spending down Trump's throat, knowing it'll cause inflation for 2028. Then they'll turn around and call it Trump's inflation. Either way, the way they see it, they win. So this is a big national IQ test for Americans. Can you remember way, 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 way back 3.5 years ago, who brought you 9% inflation when they were totally in power? Democrats and Democrats. Democrats in the House, Democrats in the Senate, Democrat president. 9% inflation. Who was that? Because it wasn't a Republican. Again, Donald Trump handed off historically low 2.3% inflation January 2021. If you want to count it from February, okay, we'll call it 2.6. Not 9, 2.6. That's what he handed off. One big IQ test, America. Look, I know normally the party out of power wins power in the midterms. If you want to be able to afford food, you have got to vote Republican. Look, I don't like these people. I don't like the Republicans. I like Trump, but I don't like the Republicans most of the time. But they're not actively trying to loot the treasury, destroy the country in order to create an Argentina-style crisis so they can tilt us into an authoritarian regime. Republicans just aren't doing that. They're just wandering around acting like idiots. If America can't remember where the 29% price increases come from, you know what? Maybe we just need to put Democrats back and we'll get another snootful and we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll just remember where it comes from. Maybe I'm the only one who noticed this. Have you noticed everywhere you go lately? People are wearing crosses around their neck a lot more. I see so many people wearing crosses. You know, clear, open sign that they're Christian. All over the place. Like, and stuff from Walmart to the gym. I've never seen so many people wearing crosses. Now, maybe it's just a fashion thing. People, monkey see, monkey do. They see somebody else do it, they wear it. I don't know if they, you know, regularly go to church or you know, what their situation in life is, but I've never seen so many people wearing crosses, and I wonder what it means. And then this, and just a couple things. I mean, I'm not going to derive a greater meaning. I just like stacking stuff side by side. You make of it what you will. More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. so far this year. And Bible's always been the number one book. Bestseller, year after year after year in the United States. So, you know, that's not new. In fact, you realize when they put together the New York Times bestseller list, they just leave the Bible off at number one because it's just always there and they start with the next book and call that number one. I'm not blaming the Times for that. That's just how those are done because it's just so perennial. But even in light of that, this is a new record. 18 million Bibles sold in the U.S. so far this year. That's up 11% year over year. Extending a trend of new record-breaking sales that started in 2021. Look, I get Joe Biden being in office is enough to make you pray. You feel like the world is ending. I understand. But still, thumbs up. And then we find out that nearly half, I still can't get over this, half of LGBTQ plus TV characters will just simply disappear next season. That's interesting. It's a big deal, too. And what is that about? Okay, here's what's going on. 41% will either be retired. In other words, the character's being killed off, but the series continues. The series is ending. And, you know, whatever production company it is not replacing them numbers-wise in other series. Like, say I had a series that has a trans character and three gay characters and one straight guy, which is how it seemed like it was for a while. You know, it's going to end and you okay in your new series that you're just, you know, booting up. Well, they've got a bunch of gay characters. No, what is happening is two things. Number one, they're killing off LGBTQ plus characters this season. And in the new, you know, series, movies, they're not adding new ones. In other words, replacement numbers. So when you look at it, like the total picture here, decline. Decline in the number of characters. That's just like what? I mean, folks, I've never seen culture war reversal. Have you? Usually it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Yeah. Now, what if you back off even more? It comes from this story in The Wrap. Nearly half of all LGBTQ plus characters will disappear from TV next season. Most especially trans characters are disappearing. 61% of trans characters will also be absent from TV programming. Okay, to really get the full impact of this, you got to look at the total number. Right now, 24-25 television season, there were a total of 489 of these characters. And nearly half are disappearing for next year. That's massive. You go back 2 years further, and there were almost 700 of these characters. Six and some change. So this is a gradual decline that's going on warp speed. What's going on here? I don't know. I mean, you know, if you just generally looked at society, you'd say it was circling the toilet, but something's up. Something's up. Anyway, I think it's all good news. I think that's good news. No, I don't have any problem with LGBTQ characters as long as they reflect reality. I want an escape if I'm watching TV. I want it to reflect reality. I don't want your agenda jammed down my throat. And I keep talking about this. We're watching Stranger Things as a family now, or we're trying to. And I have to hold the mute button so that when the gay stuff starts, I can just hit it. The first two, I got a lot of texts saying, why don't you let your kids watch that? It's got gay characters in it. No, the first two seasons, when we started watching Stranger Things, there was none of that. It was great. Very innocent. You could watch it with your family. It was great nostalgia. And then because it was 10 years ago, right, that Stranger Things started. Now you got it. Basically, what Stranger Things is right now is for every heterosexual couple or love interest triangle situation, there has to be a gay one. So they're running 50-50. I'm sorry. Half of couples in America are not gay. And you just make me cringe. People want stuff to be real. And that's not real. That's propaganda. And I think people are over it. I think they are. So the EU is asserting the right to moderate our elections, censor them, including the campaign ads. In fact, that's the data they want most, especially why they're fining Elon Musk. They want the campaign political conversation data. Why do they need it? Well, they can't censor you until they figure out if you're violating the Digital Services Act. And what they need to see is the algorithm, how far the information that they call disinformation was allowed to spread, or the hate, which should be anything the left doesn't like. And once they find out how far Elon Musk let it spread, then they can turn around and fine him again after he refuses to censor. So that's why he's refusing to turn it over. He won't let them under the hood. And you got to understand, they're asserting the right not only to censor their elections, they want to censor our elections for disinformation and hate speech, which should be anything a Republican might say that could help them win. It doesn't matter if it's true. Or even if it's actually hateful. In fact, if it's especially true, it's got to go. Now, here's the problem. They're supposed to be our allies. They're supposed to be our allies. And yet they're asserting the right to censor us and to fine Elon Musk. Now, ultimately, they can seize his assets. And if he continues to disallow the censorship of true things, then they can kick him off the continent. But they're betting he won't go that route because about 17% of his, you know, subscribers, his people who have accounts, whatever you call account holders, and 20 to 25% of his revenues come from the EU. So they are betting that Musk will censor Americans for them. In fact, they came to him last year quietly and said, hey, listen, look, we won't tell anyone if you won't. Just censor for us, okay? By the way, he claimed that there are other social media and search engine companies who are already doing that. You could kind of tell one of them is Google. So, folks, we need to do something about this. It's serious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.